that club sound, music blared, confetti fell, and people of all ages took to the dance floor to celebrate the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the Federal Defense of Marriage Act and invalidate California's Proposition 8. Senator Jim DeBacchus was a special guest at the celebration. He's also Utah's Democratic Party chair and gay. He had a message for those who may have misgivings about yesterday's Supreme Court ruling.
The sun is going to come up tomorrow in the east. It's going to set in the west. Things are going to just be fine.
But things will be more than fine for DeBacchus, who proposed on stage to his partner of 20 years. They'll have to have their wedding out of state because gay marriage is still illegal in Utah. But DeBacchus hopes that won't be the case for much longer.
So the question is going to be, is Utah going to be an outlier? Are we going to be the last state? Are we going to let a lot of business go away because we don't want to be inclusive? Are we going to allow people to say that we're not fair and not narrow-minded and that we don't embrace diversity?
Frank Meyer is an attorney and certified Christian conciliator who works to restore and reconcile marriages. He gave an analysis of the decision at the celebration of traditional marriage that took place in Sandy. He says it remains to be seen what the U.S. Supreme Court will do when it comes to a particular state's Defense of Marriage Act and whether that will be enforceable.
The home run did not happen. Did they get to first base? Maybe. But again, people can get thrown out before you get home. So I think there's a lot of good caution that they should be exercising, and it should give us more incentive to dig in our heels and start this fight.
The state of Utah is currently facing a lawsuit over its constitutional amendment that bans same-sex marriage and adoption. Utah Attorney General John Swallow is expected to respond to that claim later this summer. Whitney Evans, KUER News.